Once again, Porter Christian Church joins together in spirit and prayer on this Lord's Day. Psalms 127 reads like this. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Lo, children are an heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are the children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. Let us pray. Our most holy Father, we come together virtually. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for your word, your scripture, for it is true. It is food for our soul. We pray, Lord, that you bless your people. We pray, Lord, that you bless the Porter Church family, that you heal and strengthen and encourage and pour wisdom upon us all, Lord, that we might serve thee in all that we do. Help us, Father, to work toward your goals, to align our wills with your will, Lord, that your will be done. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
Once again. Far away the noise of strife upon my ear is falling. Then I know the sins of earth be set on every hand. Doubt and fear and things of earth in vain to me are calling. None of these shall move me from Beulah land. I'm living on the mountain underneath a cloudless sky. I'm drinking at the fountain that never shall run dry. Oh yes, I'm feasting on the manna from a bountiful supply, for I am dwelling in Beulah land. Far below the storm of doubt upon the world is beating. Sons of men in battle long the enemy withstand. Safe am I within the castle of God's word retreating. Nothing then can reach me, 'tis Beulah land. I'm living on the mountain underneath a cloudless sky. I'm drinking at the fountain that never shall run dry. Oh yes, I'm feasting on the manna from a bountiful supply, for I am dwelling in Beulah land. Viewing here the works of God, I sink in contemplation. Hearing now his blessed voice, I see the way he planned. Dwelling in the Spirit here, I learn a full salvation. Gladly will I tarry in Beulah land. I'm living on the mountain underneath a cloudless sky. I'm drinking at the fountain that never shall run dry. Oh yes, I'm feasting on the manna from a bountiful supply, for I am dwelling in Beulah land. I love to tell the story of unseen things above, of Jesus and his glory, of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story because I know 'tis true. Tell the story, 'twill be my theme in glory, to tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love. I love
Let us remember to keep our church family in our prayers. Let us also pray for wisdom, strength, and healing upon our elders, upon our minister, and upon one another. Should any of our church family be in need, please reach out to the elders, Benny, or the deacon, and we will do all as we can as the good Lord allows. So many times I go to God in prayer, and I ask for something, but I don't work toward it at all. I don't put in any effort. This week, the scriptures reminded me what I needed to do. In Genesis 6:3, and the Lord said, "My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years." And in Genesis 7:6, and Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters was upon the earth. The Lord had judged man that day, and he told Noah that in 120 years he was going to bring a flood. So for 120 years, Noah worked. We all should know what the scriptures say about Noah. The work he did. For 120 years, he worked. 120 years. Yet at times I complain over a day. Noah was blessed. He and his family. We have to put in the work. In Genesis 12, verses 1 through 3. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, "Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." Abraham was promised his seed would be as many as the stars. Yet he had to go and see all the good things that God had planned for him. He had to put in the work. We have to put in the work. In Genesis 29, chapter 18, I always enjoy reading about Jacob. Genesis 29, 18 reads, "And Jacob loved Rachel and said, I will serve thee 7 years for Rachel, thy younger daughter." Jacob worked 7 years for Rachel and thought he was done. Yet there was more work to do. He had to work another 7 years to be blessed with Rachel. Sometimes we do the work and we think it's enough, so we stop. Yet there's still so much more work to be done. We must do the work. 2 Samuel 5:4. David was 30 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years. David was anointed king at a very young age. Speculation says it was between 10 and 15. Yet, at that time, he wasn't ruling. He didn't take over as king until he was 30. 15 years he put in the work. We have to put in the work. Proverbs 16:3. I enjoy Proverbs, as many of you know. It reads, "Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established." Proverbs reminds us to put in the work, but not for ourselves, but for the Lord. We must put in the work. Acts 28, verse 16. "And when we came to Rome, the centurion delivered the prisoners to the captain of the guard. But Paul was suffered to dwell by himself with a soldier that kept him." Paul wanted so bad to go to Rome, yet he had to put in the work before he could go. Even then, I did not believe that he went the way he was expecting to go. Yet he rejoiced the whole way. He praised the Lord and preached his gospel. We must put in the work. 1 Corinthians 10:31. "Whether therefore ye eat or drink, or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God." Paul reminds us that whatever we do, wherever we do, however we do, we do it, let it all be for the glory of God. Let us work to glorify God in all things. We must work toward His will. We must complete His will. And by doing so, we'll be blessed. Pray for one another. Pray for a nation. Pray for our military. Pray for our elders, our leaders. Pray for our sick. Pray for the lame. Pray for the fatherless and the widow. Pray for those who are drug addicted. Pray for those who are afflicted with corona. Pray for the homeless. Pray for our church family. Pray for one another, as James says in James chapter 5, verse 16. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Let us pray.
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this wonderful day that you've given us. We thank you for this privilege we have to sing songs of praise to you, to worship you unhindered. We thank you for always supplying our needs, for always taking care of us. And Lord, as we go throughout this next week, let us remember that as we do the work. Let us remember that as we do the work, you will cause it to multiply and spread and work for your kingdom. That while we may do the watering, you cause it to grow. So let us remember that as we go forward. Let us not focus on our physical hands, on what we do, but just that it is working for you and that you will work it for good for all those who love you and are called according to your purpose. We thank you, Lord, for being able to do this, for being able to work. It is an honor. Let us remember that as we go forward. Let us not think negatively of it, but know that it is causing joy for you, that it is pleasant within your sight. You created man in the Garden of Eden, and Adam was put to work. He was working. It wasn't negative. He wasn't complaining. It was all done for good. It was enjoyable because he knew it was for God. Let us remember that. Let us remember that we are to work by the sweat of our brow. We are not to lay around and do nothing and just hope that the world turns out right. We have to do the work. So, Lord, as we push forward, correct us when we're wrong. Help us to see the truth. Help us to walk righteously among the evil. Protect us all. Forgive us where we fall short. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by His blood. Join us with Jesus as we travel this sod. For I'm a part of the family of